Yo, yo, good day, and welcome to another episode of Father's Fire. My name is Rudy Cedric, and every week, or at least I try, every week we try to get together to explore the joys, the challenges, the triumphs, the sorrows, and yes, the fun of being a dad. And I tell you, this past April has been absolutely insane. I've been traveling, been going to events, and it's just been crazy. It's like, in fact, it's funny because this will be the longest time that I haven't seen my wife in as far as I can remember, because she left on a little trip to with her girlfriends last Wednesday. They went down to Mazatlan and they're having a good time together. And tomorrow I actually fly out to Kentucky with my partner Rod, and we're gonna go help a new customer on board with our software. And so yeah, so I fly out tomorrow at 1, Judy flies in at like 10:30 in the evening, and so we're just gonna miss each other. She then flies out the next day to go to California, and I come home on Thursday, but she doesn't come home to Saturday. And so it's like two ships in the night just passing. We're not even going to get to wave hello. So I've been thinking a lot about my experience the last couple of weeks. As you may have seen on my lives, I had the awesome opportunity to go down to San Salvador, El Salvador, for the first ever IDA certified detailer exam and certified CD and skills validation exams with my good friend Rigo Santana. And I went down there. He invited me to go down, and it was just absolutely an amazing experience. It was so impactful on my heart, on my mind, on my spirit, on my emotions. It just was such amazing experience. And one of the great things that, number one, I got to give shout out to Rigo Santana and my friend Jorge Rivera, who Jorge left El Salvador over 20 years ago and had never been back to see his family. And it has always been his dream to go back to have an impact, to provide opportunities for his homeland. And I love what he said. He said, you know, this has always been a dream of mine, and today it became a reality. And it was really fun to be part of that reality. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to Steve Thompson. Steve Thompson has become a really good friend of mine. I have mad respect for him and his family, and he has done everything that he can to provide opportunities for his son to tap into his love and passion for cars and being a part of his detailing business. And little Steve has become, about a year and a half ago, was the youngest official certified detailer in the world, and has been going all over the world getting trained, offering training events. And I really love that Big Steve is so invested in his kids. I mean, a year ago he took his daughter Tay back east to look at some schools, and from outside looking in, I just see this dedication and determination to open doors and create opportunities for his kids. And I love that about him. And I think that is something that every one of us dads, a lesson that we can learn from Big Steve, is we need to really lean into our kids and try to create those opportunities and take advantage of opportunities as they come, because you never know what your kid is going to do until you open the door and see if that's what they really love, if that's something that they'll really pursue. And I really appreciate that Steve, as his dad, and Melissa as his mom, they really do everything they can to create these opportunities for their kids. And what was really cool was we went down to El Salvador, and we were there a couple days, And I need to have Steve on as a guest to talk about this. But we were there on the third day. And on the third day, we had a special class just for kids. So ages 10 to 15, we had about six kids that came in. And little Steve and Rigo Santana led this class. And it was super awesome. It was so much fun because little Steve and Rigo taught them how to detail a car from the wheels up. I mean, from cleaning the wheels, clay barring the vehicle, spraying it, foaming it, polish. We even let them polish. And guess what they were working on? They were working on a Porsche. And the look of joy and satisfaction and excitement for these kids, it was so fun. And one of these kids, Jonathan Beltran's son, came in and he walked up to Steve and gave him a hand-painted hat. And on the hat, it said Super Papa. And he asked me to translate for him. So I went up and you know, as he's giving him the hat, he said, you know, I just wanted to thank you for being such a great dad and allowing your son to come to my country to teach me and to be a part of me. And it was so fun. There are so many neat opportunities, especially with the kids. In fact, I'll post them in the comments, where the kids, they don't speak the language. None of the kids spoke English, and Steve definitely didn't speak Spanish. But yet, there was no true language barrier because the language of love bridged that gap. And it was so fun to watch little Steve and one little kid over in the corner, and they were sharing games, and Steve was talking to him about detailing and showing him what to do. And it's amazing what you can do, how you can touch someone's heart just by the way that you serve them and you love them and you're attentive to them. And I really love seeing that. In fact, there's another picture where all the kids, they're sitting in chairs in a little circle and they're laughing and they're talking, they're trying to communicate. And then there's another one where they're sitting side by side. And I really appreciate that, this little boy, I think his name was Mateo, and sorry if I misremembered your name, but you know, for him to care so much and to recognize that Steve was creating opportunities for little Steve to come and be a part of his life, and the gratitude that he had in his heart was super humbling, and it was super beautiful, and it really, really touched the heart. And along with that, here you had Jonathan Beltran, and you had another gentleman, Alexis, and I forgot his last name, but he brought his son and daughter. And so you had, you know, Alexis's two kids, and you had Jonathan Beltran's son, and then we had a couple others that were there. And as I'm watching these fathers bring their kids to this IDA training event, this Sonex paint correction and detailing event, it was so fun to watch, you know, these dads open the door for their kids to this training, to be a part of something, not only from the perspective of here are Americans coming into America trying to help and be a part of their life, but also more importantly, opening up the vision and the insight of their kids into what they do every single day. And it was fun because Alexis's two kids, you could tell they had been trained by their dad because they put on little gloves to protect themselves, and they knew their way around a car. But even then, Alexis was humble enough to go, you know what, there are other people that might have additional insight that they can share with my kids to help them elevate their game and get them excited about what we do as a family. Because here's the thing about Alexis. Alexis really touched my heart. Him and his beautiful wife and his two children, they welcomed us into their home, which their home doubled as their detailing shop, and they welcomed us into their home, and we just had a fantastic time. And his gratitude and his generosity and his love towards me and towards all of the trainers that came down. We had Christian Rosa Peewee from Puerto Rico. We had Manuel Martinez from Guatemala, from Sonax. And we had Rigo Santana from Sonax. He's a master trainer in RIT. And it was just an amazing experience. Especially when the Jonathan Beltran son gave Big Steve that hat. Steve just was choking up, right? And I think there's an important lesson in there too, in that clearly Jonathan had taught his son gratitude and respect, right? How many of us are very diligent about teaching our children gratitude and to express gratitude and to show gratitude? I think that's really, really important. And then, you know, coming home, when I got home, I was planning on just kind of chilling for the weekend, getting ready for the next trip. And my daughter reached out to me, Kaylani, and she said, "Hey, Dad, is there any way that you could go to Portland with me and watch Teo's soccer game?" Teo is Kaylani's boyfriend, and he plays for Oregon State. And I said, "You know what? Yeah, I can make that happen." So she flew from Salt Lake. I flew from Boise, and we converged in Portland. And we didn't really have any plan other than going to the soccer game at 6 o'clock. And we get in at 10:30 and we're like, "All right, what are we going to do?" So we got on Google and we said, "All right, what can you do for free in Portland?" And we found a really awesome market that goes on every Saturday and Sunday until 5 p.m. So we drove downtown to Portland. And right by the river, and dude, there's so many amazing arts and crafts and musicians. And Kaylani and I just were walking around and we're visiting, we're chatting, we're talking about how our school's going. We get lunch together and go sit on the grassy part of the park and just talk about her dreams and her aspirations and what she's working towards. And it was so awesome to just be with her and to try to come up with ideas on what we were going to do for fun. And we got done with that, and we still had like 3 hours left. All right, what else can we do? So we did another Google search and we found a free train station museum. And they had all of these, they had like four old steam engines. And, you know, I'm not a big train guy, but man, we go in there, these things are huge. The wheels are like 6 feet tall and they're, you know, built in 1905, and I'm thinking in my head, I'm like, man, the capabilities to build these massive engines back in the day when they had different technology was truly inspiring. And Kaylani and I are just soaking it in. We're having fun. And I share that because, one, I think a lot of times we have plans that we're going to do something. And our children come to us and they would like to do something. And I think a lot of times we shut that idea or that invitation down because we're tired or we wanted to get some chores done. I mean, dude, I had a list of chores that I had planned to do that weekend, but I'm like, you know what? Those can wait. I'd rather spend time with my daughter and create memories with her. And so we went and we had a fantastic day. We went and watched the game. Oregon State, they didn't play as well as they have in the past. They're a little discombobulated, but it was still amazing to go and watch. And Teo played fantastic. And then afterwards, we go out to a little Vietnamese pho, and oh, that brought back so many memories. It was such a great restaurant. And Kaylani and I are just basking in the time together. And I think a lot of times we miss those moments. we miss the opportunity to create memories because we have a list of honeydews. We have a list of things that we want to do, and we push aside an opportunity in place of an opportunity with our kids because we have to get it done. There's so many things on our list instead of setting aside the list and going, you know what? This can wait. The time with my kid can't. So I think if I were going to leave any message with you guys today is number one, create opportunities for your kids. Put them in places where they can be exposed to things that they're passionate about, that they're interested in, and go and do that with them. It's amazing what happens when you open a door together. You might find that you don't really like it, but you get so much joy and passion out of seeing the spark in your child's eyes to go, oh man, this is cool. I can do this, right? So one, look for and create opportunities for your kid and open those doors. Number two, teach your kids gratitude and respect and teach them to recognize opportunities and to truly be grateful for the opportunities that they have together. In fact, I'd like to share one story with you guys. And I don't share this story. I share the first part of the story to set up the second part of the story. So when we went down to El Salvador, we had a Tuesday night. We did all of our paint correction training. We did our SB3 training. And it was fantastic. We had just a fantastic day. And when we got done, we're like, all right, let's go out to dinner. And so they decided to go to Wing Willie's, and I think somebody actually knew the owner. So we go there and we just have a great dinner. We're all visiting. Some of the guys are drinking a few beers and we're just kind of talking about the day and our experiences, what touched our heart, what impressed us. And we get all done and it's time to go. And we're about to leave and we're like, did somebody get the check? And everybody's going around the room. I didn't pay. And so we got the waitress's attention and said, hey, can we have the check? And I raised my hand and said, ah, just give me the check. I'd love to treat everybody. And so she brought me the check and I wrote it. And Big Steve was kind of protesting, dude, you can't do that. I'm like, no. I go, I can do that. I'm glad to do it. And little Steve came over and gave me a big hug and just said, thank you. And as he gave me a hug, he kind of overlooked my shoulder and took a peek at the receipt. And he saw how much the check was for. And he goes, oh, man, you can't do that. And I'm like, dude, I can do that. It was $160 plus tip. I'm like, that's for 9 people with drinks. I'm like, dude, I spend more than that on my kids and my family when we got to dinner. I can do that. And when we were walking out, he came up again and said, Jody, I can't believe you did that. Thank you so much. I said, look, dude, God's been a blessing to me and put me in a position where I can be a blessing to others. So I want to do that. And then the next day we go and we have the training with the kids. So we get in there at 8:00. The kids come in. They're a little slower to get in. We start about 9:00. And we just had a fantastic day. From 9 to about 1, we're spending the time with the little kids, teaching them how to properly detail a car and teaching them how to polish it. And little Steve's like showing them how to polish. And it was such a cool experience. And we get down about 1:00 and we're all sitting around. And I'm like, man, what are we going to do? Because, you know, nobody's really moving, right? But we start talking to Danny and Alexis, and they start sharing the stories of their family and how they started their business. And I had the opportunity to have Danny and Alexis on my podcast, on the Road FS podcast, and they had shared some of their story. And Alexis's story was just so humbling. And he was sharing how, you know, his wife and he had to flee from one colony to another because of all of the gang violence and just a terrible situation that was El Salvador about 3 years ago. And when they moved, they didn't have any money. They didn't have any resources. And he's like, man, I don't know how I'm going to feed my kids. And he's talking to his wife and he's like, you know what? We can start a detailing business. And so they scraped together a bucket and some shampoo and they started washing cars for $3. Right. And little by little, you know, he built this clientele washing cars for $3 and $5 a car. And so we're all sitting around and he's sharing that story with me and Rigo and actually going into some very, very challenging details that are very humbling and made me very grateful for where I live and grateful to be in America, but also made me really appreciate his humility, his tenacity, his drive, his determination, his dedication to his family. And we were all sitting around and all of a sudden everybody's like, all right, let's go. And so they run over and they start gathering up all the chairs, grab up all the polishers. We run outside, we throw them into the back of a truck and everybody piles into their rental cars and in their vans. And we start driving into a poor part of town. And then we pull up to this, this beautiful little shop and it's Alexis's shop. And the shop is just big enough for you to pull in a car at an angle. And then just behind the car, there's a little wall. And that wall separates the garage, the detailing garage, from their kitchen and their bathroom. And then on the right-hand side, there's some stairs that go up to a little loft where they have a queen-size bed, mattress, and two hammocks. And so we literally are invited into their shop and then into their home. And it was such a beautiful experience. And we're sitting there, we're all visiting. I'm visiting with this really nice kid, Wilson, and he's sharing with me his story, which was inspiring and heart-wrenching. And he and I just had a great conversation. And then all of a sudden, Jonathan Beltran comes in with this great big bag of homemade bread that his mother-in-law made that he went and bought for everybody. And he started handing it out. Man, it was the sweetest bread. And then Alexis came in, followed right after him, and he had brought every single person lunch. Now you got to remember that he's washing cars for $3 and $5 a car and does in a weekend about 20 to 25 cars. And so as we all were enjoying this just super delicious chicken, I went over to little Steve and I said, remember last night when you came up to me and you thanked me for buying dinner for everybody? I said, I did that one out of love, but two out of a position of wealth. And because our business has really been doing well and I believe that God's blessed me in a way that now I have the responsibility to be a blessing to other people. I said, but I want you to note Alexis. Alexis is also giving out of love. He's giving out of a place of gratitude. He's giving out of a desire to express his thankfulness for people that came and dedicated their time and energies and their talents to him and his family. And out of his, quote, simple but beautiful shop where he's building a life where he's supporting his family, he bought lunch for over 21 people. And I said, I want you to know the difference. I want you to recognize the difference. Because it's important to recognize that we have an opportunity to be grateful. And how we show our gratitude is important, whether it's giving our time, whether it's giving our resources, whether they be meager or great. What are we really doing to show our gratitude? And what are we doing to teach our children true gratitude for the blessings and the opportunities that they have. And I just wanted little Steve to see that. I wanted him to see the difference. And in my view, the gift that Alexis gave to all of us was far greater than I did the night before. And I think that we all need to do a better job of showing gratitude and expressing gratitude and being grateful for the men and the women who come into our life that I believe that God puts in our life at the right time. And I also believe that I have this open hand theory, and it goes like this. I believe that we, all of us, tend to go to our Heavenly Father and go, hey, can you bless me? Can you give me something? And we put out our hand to receive it. And most of us, when we get something, we pull it inward and we pull it to ourselves. But I believe that what God is hoping that we'll do is it will take what's put into our left hand and bring it over into our right hand and extend a blessing to those that are not as fortunate as we are. And in the process of changing hands, enough falls into our lap to take care of us even more than we ever anticipated. And it enables us to be a blessing to other people. And the more that God sees us doing this, you know, put some in my left hand and I'll be a blessing to other people, the more he entrusts us to be a blessing with those resources. And so, dude, it was such an amazing time. And I promise I will get Big Steve on and talk about his experience with Alexis and Jonathan Beltran and his son, because they really were impactful. And they helped us remember that we have a responsibility as a dad to walk with our kids, to show them what it means to be a blessing to other, to show them what it means to be grateful, to show them that we can have an impact on not only our family's lives, but on the families that come into our circle. And the more that we continually strive to be a blessing to others, it is going to touch our children's hearts in a way that enables them and inspires them to be a blessing to others, and it helps them to be grateful for that which they've been blessed with in the opportunity. So anyway, a few of my thoughts tonight. Hopefully something resonated with your heart. I know it's been a minute since I've been with you guys, but I literally have been traveling like crazy and just wanted to take a moment to do that. Oh, shoot, I forgot my book. If you haven't checked out my book, please go to Amazon or send me a private message and I'll tell you how to get a signed copy. It is, the title of the book is But How Far Must I Go? A Journey in Faith. I actually wrote a special chapter just for my kids, and I gave each one of my kids a copy of it and inserted that special chapter that was dedicated to them, with a personal message from me to them to hopefully help them, help inspire them on their own faith journey. But really, my book is intended to help you guys who maybe are struggling with your faith. You're wondering when God's going to hear your prayers. When is he going to open the windows of heaven and bless you in a way that you are yearning for? And I try to address that idea and that theme in a very raw and real way. And I share some very personal stories with the intent to show you that faith is not easy. It's a challenge. So go out to Amazon, check it out. But How Far Must I Go? A Journey in Faith, or shoot me a DM and I'd be glad to tell you how you can get a personally signed copy. So as always, thank you guys so much for tapping in. I always love the conversation about being a better father, better husband, and ultimately a better man, because what I found is that the better husband and the better father I am, it naturally makes me a better man, a better leader, a better friend, a better person in the community. So anyway, you guys have a fantastic day, and we will check you same time, same bad channel, just next week. See ya!